around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covet moves for expanding its sphere of influence. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not publicized. The stakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silent, not praised.
Billions of people just living out their lives, oblivious. Choice is an illusion created between those with power and those without.
I drink your milkshake! I drink it up!
Thank you, John Larson. I receive your kind words on behalf of all of our courageous members of the House of Representatives who want the best for the American people. And what we can do that is best for them in the next 24 hours is to pass affordable, accessible health care for all Americans. The best for all Americans is to have 32 million more people to have health insurance in our country. The best for...
Piece of stinking filth.
Shh, setting a shop. This is AJ of the InfoWars. Listen to the Shaliak. This is Alex Jones of InfoWars. Listen to Shaliak on the Cold Reality News and Report.
This is the coolest thing I have ever seen.
Well, hello there!
Hi, folks, welcome. This is Clint filling in for Shali today. Just gonna go it alone today, apparently. I was trying to get Patrick with me today, but just could not reach him. So we'll just wing it today. I kind of wanted to talk a little bit today because I did so much research and put so much effort into uncovering the incredible attack on our children. and no, I don't mean just through vaccines, but through education. I wanted to cover a little bit about education today in the form of what we're all familiar with now, which is called Common Core. I was quite shocked, to be frank, at the in-depthness of Common Core, what it is, who created it, and how it's being implemented. And its true purpose is so much more... It's so petty. It's so commercial in its true nature. I you know, at some point in my journey, I always thought, you know, that a lot of this research that I was doing, a lot of these things I was uncovering and exposing, I thought that there would be some way, somehow, to actually do something about it, right? That eventually this information, if I put all the pieces together and I put all the parts and laid them out and showed the conspiracy, a very real word, that, you know, that someday maybe something could be done about it. And as I kept going and kept researching, I finally came to the unfortunate conclusion that, hey, no, there's actually nothing you can do about this. And I'm sorry, you know, if that bursts some bubbles or if that offends anybody. But, you know, for the most part, activism is a dead end because... how do I put this? It's not your system. You know, it would be one thing to say, well, you know, I have a stake in this. It's my thing. I created this thing. But unfortunately, we're giving all this power and giving our respect and authority to this thing, but it has no respect for us. It sees us only as its servants, its subjects. There is no power in the common people. And I say that with not with the intention of bringing people down, but with the intention of bringing people up, because all of the efforts that people have made towards fixing this thing can't be fixed. It's, I think the greatest mystery about government is seeing it for what it is, seeing it for the lie that it is, and that it's working perfectly. That's the hardest part. Everybody says it's broken, or that it's corrupt, or that it's... But that's its design. That's the purpose. Power is in government. Whatever happens outside, whatever, the power is there. It's just not something that you can defeat. Now, we know that you can leave it. We know that you can stop volunteering for it and giving it the power that it wants, right? Just like you're unplugging from the Matrix and stop issuing your battery power to that, big monster machine. It's the same thing. It's just in real life. You gotta unplug, but the horrible part to realize for me was that government is working just fine. It's working exactly by design. It's doing exactly what the law says it can do, and goes even farther than what the law says it can do, because of course law is interpretable just as most words are interpretable. So when you're talking about Common Core, you're talking about a conspiracy that's so visible, so simple to see once you get all the information under your belt. I'm amazed that no one actually has really talked about this, because what Common Core really is a curriculum, a piece of property, I should say, is the more accurate term. Common Core is the property of the National Governors Association. What is the National Governors Association? Well, you think of your governors as 50 separate governors, but in reality, they all meet in Washington, D.C., and they conspire together because they know that there's no way that they're going to implement a Brave New World-style education system. They can't do that on a national level. Anything that's not able to be done on a national level is always done on the state or local level, just like Agenda 21. And Common Core is very much part of Agenda 21. But when the national level just can't be accomplished, they'll meet in their groups, whether it's the Mayor's Association, the City Planners Association, the attorneys in their Bar Association, whatever it is. In this case, the National Governors Association, they meet and they conspire together in a private association that is non-governmental. And I want to say that again, non-governmental. So your 50 governors meet in Washington, D.C., as do most state officials, in a non-governmental private association called the Governors Association, National Governors Association, and they conspire. And that in this case, their conspiracy amounted to the Common Core curriculum, which if you look on the Common Core website, says that it is property, literally patented or copyrighted, I can't remember which, property of the National Governors Association. Now, I don't know, if that doesn't sink in, I'm not sure what will. But, and so, why is it a conspiracy? Well, they created the Common Core standards, and then they went back to each of their states with a uniform law. It's all about uniformity because, why pass it on the national level if you can pass it in all 50 states uniformly? If every state has the same law, then it's practically a national law. So they created it, and then they took it back to their states and said, hey, let's pass this to their legislators. Conspiracy. I don't know what else to call it. It's amazing to me that no one is talking about this, that this has just gone undone, unspoken of, that people... I don't know what to say. What this does is it allows corporations to take over the education system. It's basically the privatization of the education system in the public realm. I want to read some excerpts, because what I found when I looked is that Common Core actually is being farmed out to corporations. And so they'll pass a law, for instance, that says all children, well, we're familiar with the No Children Left Behind concept. We're familiar with the notion that no child can be left behind. Really what that means is that Microsoft or Dell Computers or other favored corporations that government has stock investment in, of course, that's states and nationally, have stock and controlling stock investment in these corporations, Microsoft being 70-something percent held by corporations, including government, institutional holders, they call them. You gotta think about that, man. So Microsoft now is basically contracted, because no child can be left behind, Microsoft is contracted to provide a computer for every child. So your taxpayer money goes to Microsoft to buy computers for every child. That's just one example, depending on the school district and what they decide they want to spend their money on. It doesn't matter. There's all kinds of corporations that are hired to do this. It's it's amazing to me again. So I will cover some of those corporations, but Common Core. When I looked at Common Core, I started looking at the corporate angle. I found a company in India that, in my opinion, really a lot of this comes from. That's India. Yes, Common Core not only allows public corporations to come in, but also municipal corporations, states and nations, other countries, in other words, to come in and alter our very education system, take away a lot of our culture and a lot of our just basically change history. Let's talk about this, because this is the 2012 fiscal annual financial report. This is from Core EduTech. Okay, Core EduTech financial report 2011 to 2012. When I first read this, being kind of ignorant of Common Core, looking into it for a friend, I was like, how interesting. So I read the first page of this Core EduTech out of India, with offices in America. And I have a holy shit moment. I have a holy crap, what the hell is happening to our world? We're going global. We don't even know it. This is the new order, folks. It's the new order of things. Basically, what Core is seeking is a global system for workforce education. And it's spreading across the entire planet. When I say workforce education, that means that school is no longer there to educate in a way that allows you to think for yourself. Workforce education, it would be very similar to something you'd see in that Brave New World model. Well, you're born to be a Delta, and therefore we're going to educate you to be a Delta. We're not going to give you any true knowledge. We're not going to give you anything that might cause you to question. And if you're mentally ill, if you're vaccine damaged, if you're especially autistic, we're very, very happy to see you, because remember, no child can be left behind. If no child can be left behind, that means every child must be educated, quote unquote, educated. In other words, trained to work. No slouchers, right? They love the autistic children. We're going to read some quotes later that are shocking. But they freaking love the model of the autistic child. That is why autism is on the rise, still on the rise, why it's so prevalent, and why the education system, why you see these massive centers for autistic children popping up all over the place. Why? Well, that's from the National Governors Association, the Common Core Standards, and the laws that specifically love the autistic children. I mean, I'm sorry. It's a really sick thing. Let's go to the beginning though. Let's go. When I first started looking into Common Core, I found this Indian company out of India, and I was just shocked. In the third section, it's called Core, and it says Core, innovating to transform the world. Remember, this is a company out of India, and here's what it says. It says, the world is changing at a much, this is the annual report, the world is changing at a much faster pace today than one would have imagined a decade ago. The way innovations of yesteryears, like internet and mobility, transformed the world today, innovations of today would go on to transform the world tomorrow. In the words of William Wordsworth, the child is father of man. Quite rightly, the shape of future, and it's bad English because it's an Indian company, quite rightly, the shape of future lies in the hands of today's youth. The responsibility to shape young minds and prepare them for a new world rests on education. Yes, we're preparing children for a new world. The world needs to renounce some age-old practices in its education system and adopt a futuristic pedagogy. CORE has been incubating innovations that are transforming the education systems worldwide, from the United States to the United Kingdom, from India to the Middle East and Africa. With innovative interventions across teaching, learning, assessment, and governance, the company is rigorously at work innovating today what will lead to a transformed world tomorrow. Now, we certainly know that a world can be transformed in just a generation or two, that the entire structure of things can be changed. We saw that in the 60s and 70s. We saw that in the 30s. We saw that every 20 years the world is changing in a dramatic way. And we're now seeing the Pokemon generation come to full fruition. The augmented reality generation is here. I don't know if you've seen Microsoft Google Glasses or whatever, where it's virtual real or augmented reality, where you can essentially assign a screen or watch TV anywhere you want in the house, and you can, you know, basically it's the Pokemon, but of everything. And so your reality is painted with digital representations of things. That's augmented reality. That is right on your doorstep. And I've got some pictures of soldiers being trained through that sort of technology that is more frightening than anything I've ever seen. They're actually hanging on wires with those masks on. And it's freaky. That's all I can say. It's a freaky thing. Now, the word pedagogy, as used to adopt a futuristic pedagogy, transforming the education systems worldwide. What is a pedagogy? Pedagogy is the science and art of education, specifically instructional theory. Now, when you're talking about changing theory, you're talking about changing the very foundation of how children are taught. Now, I'm not going to sit here and defend our current education system, or what it was anyway, as anything good. This is a systematic infiltration, though, of corporations into the system. Etymologically, pedagogy means child, and to lead, or to lead a child, basically. And the next page states in very large font, as a quote, it says, CORE is India's largest global education company, with presence in the United States, United Kingdom, India, Singapore, Middle East, Hong Kong, Africa, and the Caribbean. Now remember, Common Core is property of the National Governors Association, but CORE, or CORE Edutech, is a company out of India that, because of Common Core, is allowed to infiltrate all schools. As we look at the statistics back in 2012, we find presence across the entire spectrum of education, strong domain expertise. So we're talking about the computer realm here was where it's really strong. Strong asset bank base, ranked as the top transnational company in India. Huge network. It's India's largest global education company. Presence across 40 countries. In the UK and United States. Pan-India, Singapore, 9 countries in Hong Kong, 2 countries in the Caribbean. Company has the highest R&D spends in the sector in India. That's research and development. Headquartered in India, not the United States. The world's most skilled yet competently priced human resources. It's training your children to be human resources. That's the point. Strategic alliances with leading global players, including the University of Oxford in the UK, the Center for Higher Learning in the United States, Texas Instruments, the computer company, Eastern Valley Institute of Technologies, etc., Singapore. The next page, we start really seeing the agenda of these types of companies. The next page, it says, quote, ready to create a promising future, the global agenda of the 21st century. That's how it starts. It doesn't say Agenda 21. It says the global agenda of the 21st century is set around economy and trade, with manufacturing shifting from the West to the East. Well, we know all of our manufacturing has certainly been sent over to American corporations in China, or American-funded corporations in China and, for that matter, most of the Third World. So, yeah, that's a true statement. So the global agenda of the 21st century, Agenda 21, is set around economy and trade, with manufacturing shifting from the West to the East. That was the plan, folks. That was the plan all along. The employment landscape would immensely change at both ends. Well, I think we're seeing that here, and they're certainly seeing their selves being forced into cities to work for slave wages. So yeah, I'd say that's true. In order to sustain their economic growth, developed as well as developing economies need to intensify their human capital formation. In other words, their workforce, their slave labor. Not surprising then, nations across the world are increasingly investing in education for continued development of their human capital. Quantitatively as well as qualitatively. Nations across the world are increasingly investing in education for continued development of their human capital. Now, folks, when you read a sentence like that, the only thing I can, you know, the only thing I can think of is livestock. You can't look at that any other way. Continued development of their human capital? Why don't you just say slaves? Why don't you just say it outright? I mean, geez. With governments across the world stepping up their spends on reinventing their education system in line with the unfolding realities of the 21st century, CORE is uniquely poised to leverage its established and fast-improving domain prowess. In doing so, it would help nations enhance their productive capabilities of their future workforce and create immense value for all its stakeholders over coming decades. Help nations enhance their productive capabilities of their future workforce, so your human capital, and create immense value for the stakeholders of those capital, the masters and the slaves, is what it's saying, the stakeholders over coming decades. Now, this is one of those notions that we have as a national pastime now of progress without purpose. Governments really have no purpose unless they're continuously progressing. That's the problem, the real problem with government. Government always has to show a gain. It always has to show that it's doing something. It has to schedule false flag attacks and wars and terror attacks and school shootings to ensure that we believe that we need a military. It has to do all of these things. One of those things is to continuously economically expand with absolutely no purpose, no goal. Build the bear up building and tear it down. Build another building in its place. We call this restoring America, right? We have all of this waste, all of this absolute ridiculous spending, because if we didn't have that, then government would have no purpose. And government, like a little spoiled child, strives to have a purpose. So CORE is not interested in teaching children anything but workforce skills to become what they say you're going to become. And you'd be shocked at how true that statement is, actually. Because what you find is, again, they love their autistic children. They love any kind of children that they can control, to the point where they can train them to do menial labor that actually, in their opinion, makes autistic children happy or content. The autistic child doesn't need breaks, doesn't need, it's the perfect workforce management tool. That's their opinion. And again, we'll read some quotes that prove that. On page 4, we get a little more knowledge about what this company is, this corporation called CORE. Having fast matured over the last 9 years, CORE is better placed today than most of its peers in partnering the governments and various developmental agencies in their education agenda. Do you know there's an education agenda? Do you know that there's an agenda, as in Agenda 21, behind education? Do you understand that's why this is happening? And CORE is there to, organize it all. Thank you, India. With a proven track record of enhancing efficiencies and delivering impact, That's kind of like Obama delivering hope and change. Yeah, those things don't really exist. It is finding a greater acceptance and even preference amongst its current and future patrons. Its impressive revenue growth, that's what it's really all about, at the CAGR of 53% over the last 5 years bears testimony of the same. So CORE in 2012 had grown 53%. That's pretty huge growth. In a short span of 9 years, CORE has expanded its footprint globally. There's that Agenda 21 language. Its diverse client base includes customers from America to Europe to Asia to Africa. Most developed economies. The impact of CORE's intervention is significantly huge today, with benefits occurring to more than 35 million students, 60,000 youth, 105,000 teachers, and 88,000 schools worldwide. Having established a strong global presence through 36 offices across the globe, CORE considers its journey to have just begun. CORE leverages on its global best practices. That's a very important concept, because best practices are how governance works. It's not government, it's what's called governance, which is how private associations and corporations infiltrate into government through what's called global best practices. That's why your financial statements for government are all the same. It's the uniform codes, essentially, that they call best practices. And this is, again, the same thing as the National Governors Association creating common core standards, and then as a best practice, having each state then in the legislature pass common core standards as their best practice. That's how it works. They leverage on global best practices that it creates and a deeper understanding of varying needs of reforming education systems across different countries and creating a diverse suite of solutions. CORE's ability to partner from the stage of need identification. Need identification. In other words, they take your child, they get into its head, do tests, decide what it needs and what it should do as a living, as human capital, especially the autistic kids, through the development of custom solutions to testing and roll out with desired impact and efficiency, makes it a preferred partner. Over the recent years, it has been increasing its focus on emerging markets and regions like India, Middle East, and Africa. Now again, here's a company that sees education and children as nothing more than human capital to be managed. It sees education as emerging markets. Education is an emerging market. Why? Well, because again, remember, this is all done to get corporations, private corporations, publicly traded corporations, to become the government of the education. It's to ensure that taxpayer money goes out to companies like Microsoft, etc. Furthering its growth plans in India, it is aiming to set up model schools under public-private partnership model. Model schools. So CORE Corporation seeks to put model schools under the public-private partnership model. What is the public-private partnership model? Well, folks, let me give you some examples. When you're driving on a road that has been put into a public-private partnership, let's say with JP Morgan Chase, and you suddenly have to pay to go on that road, that is a public-private partnership. You see, government functionality and maintenance is handed over to JP Morgan Chase or some other corporation. Therefore, since they are now doing the work, JP Morgan Chase pays, say, $1 billion for a 10-year contract to government, knowing that they're going to rake in about $10 billion. So government gets its taxpayer money that it would get over the next couple years instantly. But it loses out on all the revenue it would get if JP Morgan Chase hadn't taken over government. That is a public-private partnership. When you see road roads turned into commercial lanes, what are they called? Carpool lanes. And then all of a sudden the carpool lane turns into a toll lane. That's a public-private partnership that is being maintained by some corporation. You'll see parks, you'll see lands, you'll see all kinds of public-private partnerships. But the point of the public-private partnership is that some corporation pays about a tenth of what something is worth in future revenue, future taxation. It gets a hold of that thing. It charges outrageous fees. Parking meters, say in Chicago, are a good example, where you have to pay $25 for an hour to park. Well, that's a public-private partnership run by a bank who paid the city off to be able to run those parking meters. And, of course, the city says, yeah, charge what you want. We got our money. What do we care about these people? That's what's taking over schools. Public-private partnerships. Not the whole school, not the whole thing, but just, you know, the Microsoft will be charged with providing a computer, or Dell computers with a computer with every child, and therefore that aspect of the school will be handed over to Microsoft. I mean, literally, Microsoft will be running the schools. The education, computer programmers, the ones that make the programs for education, will be in charge of the school. They will be in charge writing lesson plans. And we can't forget the ADL, which writes all of these, the Anti-Defamation League, which writes all of these sexual education and that type of stuff for little tiny kids. It's really sick and disgusting. So, model schools under a private partnership model. To participate in schools development programs, intensify teacher training programs, and operate vocational and skill-based training centers. And it's very important to know that this core model is not as much after children as it is after teachers. If you can get the teacher, then you have the child. The teachers are the last real barrier. The teachers are the ones that could actually change this. The teachers are the ones that could boycott and walk out of these schools and not teach these curriculums. But of course that's not going to happen because they're brainwashed just as much as the child. Hell, let's face it, you barely get out of high school, you go to a couple years of college, and you can be called a teacher. That's scary if you ask me. In over 10,000 schools across various states, let's see, CORE has successfully implemented various projects under information and communication technology and computer-aided learning programs in over 10,000 schools across various states. Besides earning pre-qualification to bid for a government project to set up 50 model schools under the public-private partner modelship in Rajasthan. It goes on to talk about multiple joint ventures, etc. So, model legislation, model schools, best practices, public-private partnerships, these are all Agenda 21 concepts. These are all part of changing government over into private hands. It's very important that you understand that Common Core is at the very forefront of that. We'll go on. It's just when you start seeing this for what it is. Couple other interesting quotes. Core Solutions are transforming the entire education spectrum, from preschool to K-12, from higher education to vocational education. It's transforming nations by creating holistic knowledge ecosystems. Doesn't that sound like The Matrix? It's transforming nations by creating holistic knowledge ecosystems. How fucked up is that? Holistic knowledge ecosystems. I can't say that enough. Holistic knowledge ecosystems. Can you even imagine talking that way? Well, Jimmy, what'd you do at school today? Well, I participated in a holistic knowledge ecosystem today. Wow. Really? What about math? What about science? What about, did you learn anything? Well, yes, I holistically participated in the knowledge ecosystem. Yeah, but what'd you learn? Well, I got on the computer and interacted with the virtual animals today. Okay, but what'd you learn? Well, knowledge from the ecosystem, right? It's kind of this circular thing, a holistic knowledge ecosystem. I mean, it's basically like a freaking love circle. all right. Through its innovative solutions for teaching, learning, assessment, and governance. So, core covers it all, man. Teachers and how they teach. Learning, how kids learn and how their knowledge is applied. Assessment, which is all the testing that everybody complains about. And also the tracking. And then the governance. Governance, of course. Governance of your children, in other words. All right? Core is helping countries globally to bridge their ever-widening skill deficit and to significantly raise their educational standards. Core advanced technologies and consulting solutions are making our customers more efficient. Who are our customers? Oh, government schools. Okay. It's really disturbing to keep reading this. CORE seeks to achieve transformation of nations by revolutionizing the key building blocks of education, namely teaching, learning, assessment, and governance. Remember, governance is not government. Governance is what happens when private entities govern government. CORE provides solutions, etc. Vocational education and higher education to governments, schools, and educational institutions across the world. By boosting literacy rates, increasing employability, enhancing the learning experience, and making education accessible and inclusive, CORE solutions are helping transform societies and nations. Remember, this company out of India. Remember what... you ever seen the values of Indians? I'm not sure what to tell you. CORE understands this premise and has collaborated with the University of Oxford to focus on comprehensive teacher quality reform. Let me say that again. Comprehensive teacher quality reform. Again, if you control the teacher, then you control the child. If you take away the teacher's freedom to teach the arts, to teach the old books, to teach, you know, and this is where the ADL comes into play very heavily, where it says, well, you can't teach any books. You can't teach Shakespeare, for instance, because it talks badly about the Jew. Can't put any truth about the Jews in there. Can't, nope, gotta ban that book, gotta ban that book, gotta ban that book. But here, you can teach this book because it supports transgender, transhumanism, and gay rights and all of that stuff. It's about, you know, sexual education for kindergartners. That's okay. But God forbid you should teach Shakespeare or any of the ancient the old knowledge, any of the classics, because yeah, if it has any bad language about the Jew, well then we're gonna ban it. And so the ADL plays an important part in the Common Core curriculum. It also is responsible for creating the curriculums, the teaching tools for such things as Holocaust education, so that everybody will hate white people, and the similar types of really, really jaded, absolutely incorrect, funnels of history. It's amazing to me that we've allowed this to happen. But it's not so amazing when you remember that this is coming straight from your governors in conspiracy, in combination, in confederacy, through a private association creating public-private partnerships and governance of government things through corporations. Maybe it's not so surprising, after all. The only surprising thing is that people don't have pitchforks and guns in their hands, going towards their government buildings and protesting government instead of, oh, I don't know, going to a park, setting up tents, and occupying Wall Street somehow by setting up a park in a tent in a park, right? Nobody protests government? You ever notice that? If we get a bunch of people to set up tents in public parks, cause a nuisance, then we're somehow protesting Wall Street. Okay. Carter stands this premise and has collaborated with the University of Oxford, etc. Teacher quality reform. The program aims at improving the professional working knowledge of teachers through a networked learning community that operates across geographics. The teachers are mentored on one-to-one basis using e-tutors. That's right, the teachers will be learning from computers and from computer programs written by the ADL and other private corporations, associations. So, again, improving professional working knowledge of teachers, networking them so that they all teach the same thing no matter which part of the world you go to. That is the goal of global education. It is an online and collaborative teacher development program delivered through distance learning mode. Certification is awarded on successful completion of the program. See, certification is one of the most important tools they have, because if you're not certified, then, well, you can't teach. In order for a teacher to teach, she'll have to be certified, and when she's certified, she'll have to teach a certain way. She'll no longer have the ability of again, teaching outside of any mode that is not globally Agenda 21 certified. To augment, so and in answer to that, in proof of that, what I just said, my commentary, here's what it says. To augment its teacher staffing capabilities and reach, CORE acquired ITN Mark Education, which is a corporation. ITN Mark Education is one of the UK's largest firms engaged in educational staffing services and a national provider of teachers and teaching assistants in England and Wales. ITN Mark Education is a strong client network of around 1,600 schools, 3,600 teachers, and 1,300 teaching assistants across 16 locations in the UK, and was the winner of the Best Public Sector Recruitment Agency title at the prestigious Recruiter Awards for Excellence in 2011. Yeah, there's a whole world you don't know about when it comes to awards and shit. Today, CORE, the company in India, assists educational institutions through contract staffing, recruitment services, and specialized outsourcing. So imagine if a company like CORE or its sister companies across the world are in charge of hiring teachers, of testing teachers, of vetting teachers to make sure that they're going to only teach Common Core standards and nothing else. Only teach through best practices set by public-private associations, etc. Right? That's the goal. Specialized outsourcing helps K-12 clients to maintain continuity in the absence of permanent staff. In other words, if they get a substitute teacher, that teacher will be vetted, tested, and brainwashed into teaching Common Core standards, just like every other teacher in the world. So, no problem. You won't get a rogue teacher in there that actually sparks some imaginative spark in some child. No, no, it'll be continuity of education. ITN Mark, I don't want to read any more of that, but as this thing grows, folks, and it is growing, in its model and uniform legislations, best practices, etc., I don't know what to tell you. Your children are going to become little zombies. They're all going to be the same. CORE is assisting over 105,000 teachers globally to raise their teaching standards. A teacher plays a very critical role in national development. The quality of teaching has a direct bearing on the child's future and, in turn, the nation's economic growth. Direct bearing on the child's future and, in turn, the nation's economic growth. Well, that can only mean one thing, that human capital management. That education is geared solely towards making the nation money, taxation, that kind of thing. Towards that unlimited, worthless expansion and growth that leads to nowhere and ultimately only represents the need of government to show that it should exist, to keep expanding. CORE Teaching Solutions helps schools globally to productively utilize their student time and help teachers gain access to contemporary teaching methodologies through community-based participation. Blah! This is just vomit. This is just contemporary teaching methodologies through community-based participation. Really? That kind of sounds like the other... What was the other term we just... Oh, what was it? I can't remember now. The ecology, the education ecology system, or whatever it was. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So productively use their student time and help teachers gain access to these methodologies. Where do these methodologies come from? Oh, the ADL, Microsoft, any of the education corporations that are now busting into the markets. And it's important to note that education is considered as one of the fastest growing for-profit markets in the world. We'll cover that a little bit. So how is this happening in the United States? What's the tools happening in the United States? Well, we covered, of course, the absolute criminal conspiracy of the governors to pass international standards through Common Core. It's their baby. They created it. They copyrighted it. So, yeah, there you go. They're profiting from it. From the CORE main website, we see the following press release. It says CORE awarded staffing contract, for instance, for Milwaukee Public School District. So CORE, the Indian company that seeks to change every nation and cause every child to basically become a slave, CORE was awarded staffing contracts for Milwaukee Public School District. CORE Consulting and Staffing recently won a bid with the Milwaukee Public School District to staff for their fall 2000 school year. Who's choosing the teachers for your children, folks? Who is it that, where do your teachers come from? You think they're coming from school and there's some person like you hiring them? No. No. CORE, an Indian company, vets teachers, makes sure that they have all their ducks in order to be under the Agenda 21 teaching model, and there you go. This isn't for just a few teachers here and there, it says. They need to hire 100 science, math, and special education teachers with our help. Through our proven vetting process, we are staffing the best national talent to support the large school district of 78,000 students, expanding the CORE Consulting and Staffing footprint to the Broom City is a valuable addition to our services reach. That, my friends, is how they're taking over the American schools. They're being contracted to do the hiring of teachers. When you control the teachers, you control the students. Remember Brave New World, where humans are divided into work groups from alpha to gamma, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, right? Millions upon millions of special education on autistic children will be perfectly pliable, you know, army, essentially, of adult gamma worker bees to support the alpha and the beta, you know, they're going to be to support the deltas. The deltas are the most of us just regular vaccine-damaged people out here. And then you have the gamma workers, which is the autistic children, that massive workforce that is completely controlled from birth, through school, into an apartment, etc. CORE is contracted to provide IT staff augmentation for Ohio. That's right, the state of Ohio. CORE Consulting and Staffing, a company in India, has secured an exciting new opportunity as one of the staffing providers, again, hiring the teachers and everything else, that the state of Ohio uses for all IT staff augmentation needs. We aid in staffing such positions as programmer, product specialist, service desk, database administrator, and many more. This is part of our strategic growth and expansion plan as we continue to move west from our northeastern stronghold. The fuck? So you know what you're really talking about here is the computer system, all that testing and all that data that they collect. That's one of CORE's main products, is the tracking aspect of this. When it comes to the autistic workforce, that's even more important because they track every aspect of their lives. Again, they decide where they're going to live, where they're going to play, when they're going to work, when they're going to eat. Pretty amazing, actually. UMass, Massachusetts, selects CORE for IT staff augmentation. The winners of Massachusetts IT staff augmentation contract, staffing and recruitment services will be deployed from CORE's New York City offices at One Penn Plaza. Remember, they're headquartered in India, though. Further expanding the footprint of CORE, growing IT staffing businesses. That includes Boston, Dartmouth, Lowell, Worcester, and Amherst. The multi-year contract also includes the President's Office and Central Administration Building, where CORE will be supporting the university year-round. Now we talk about some of these public-private partnerships. We'll talk about, this is again from CORE. CORE ECS named Dell their Partner of the Year. Well, remember, no child can be left behind. Every child needs a computer to learn through distance learning, through e-tutoring, and so every child must have a computer. If the child can't afford it, you're paying for it. If the child can't afford it, you're paying for it. Really, the whole purpose is to get every child a computer to literally, through public-private partnerships, to get every child a computer and to get Microsoft Word and Works and all the Microsoft programming on those computers to every child. If there's a break coming up, I would take it, but I don't know how to take it. So, if the music plays, great. If it doesn't, I guess I'll just keep talking, even though I need some water. So that's a hint, if anyone's listening. To be clear, this is all happening now, folks. Obama highlights Georgia pre-K powered by CORE. So Obama's in on the action, of course. Of course, him and the governors are in conspiracy to make no, you know, they're not in competition. That's a big joke played on you. Obama highlights Georgia pre-kindergarten, powered by CORE. President Obama made a trip, a special trip to Georgia, highlighting the state's pre-K program as a model for creating statewide universal pre-K for children. A model. That's model. Yeah, you see how that works? That's Agenda 21. CORE provides the software backbone. Pre-K Matters is the name of a software that enables administrators to manage and assess pre-K providers. According to the Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning, more than 83,000 children are currently enrolled in the program, which is funded through a combination of federal and state dollars and revenue from Georgia's lottery. 83,000 children. It's your taxpayer money. Your silence is your consent. What are you going to do about it? And the answer is absolutely nothing. Of course, AFR, their annual financial report, goes into the business aspect that's being created from education. Education is no longer something that is a verb. It's now a corporate thing. It's now a for-profit model. On page 35 of their report, it talks about the business and profit potential of United States children through government contracts paying taxpayer money to education. So the more taxpayer money you can get, the more legislation you can pass to ensure that money keeps going into the education system. And you can see, if you look at the statistics, you can be shocked at how much money has actually gone into the education system over the last 10 years, how much it's grown. And that's because all these corporations are vying for all this taxpayer money. And that's a sign of the corrupt legislators, the corrupt governors, again. The whole point is to create commerce. For the year 2009, it says, the global spending on education was, in U.S. dollars, $3.93 trillion, with the U.S. contributing just over a third of that at $1.3 trillion. Now, folks, if you don't know what $1 trillion is, it's $1 million. Take $1 million, multiply it by $1 million, and you get $1 trillion. Think about that. Just stop. That's $4 trillion in the United States for 2009. $4 trillion. That is four million million. globally, kindergarten through 12 continues to be the largest segment, forming close to half of the total education spend. Again, there's that Indian English, followed by the higher education. That is just over a third of the total market. Source, Unleashing the Potential of Education Technology, Executive Office of the President, Council of Economic Advisors. Here's the President, Council of Economic Advisors, writing a report, Unleashing the Potential of Educational Technology, talking about how much money is spent. I mean, that's... talk about messed up. Globally, 570 million children are enrolled across various schools. As per GSV and EDU Education Sector Factbook 2012, the market size for 2012 is estimated to be at $4.45 trillion. Oh, so you're telling me, Ben, that in just 3 years... The market in education, in other words, the money that's being spent by government on education has gone up by $520 billion. That's how much it went up in 3 years. That's a shitload of money. Why is it happening? Well, because it's going out to these private public associations, these corporations, Microsoft. Folks, this is a way to extort and exact money. That's all it is. Core continued its strong momentum in spite of global slowdown, during the financial year in 2012, the company's revenue grew by an impressive 50.1% to $16.3 billion. 50% growth in the financial year. Their EBITDA is another part, grew by 60% to $6.2 billion, and PAT by 44% to $3.2 billion. During the year, Core associated with Texas Instruments to bring a new way of teaching and learning maths and science to middle and secondary schools in India. The joint effort combines IT's best in-class education technology solution with Core's world-class content, teacher education, and support to form one integrated solution called STEM Power. Now, I can't tell you how many people out there have come up to me and said, God, I love STEM. You know, if you're not familiar with STEM, it's mathematics, science, I can't remember at this point, but it's this sort of propaganda campaign to push certain aspects of Core into the society, into children. and people love it because it supposedly is encouraging children towards the sciences, towards the engineering, that sort of thing. But in fact, guess what? Here it is. Best education solution with Core's world-class content, teacher education, and support. They formed one integrative solution called STEM Power. Folks, that was not something that was created here. It was not something that was put forward to get your children, to teach your children. That is the future, let's face it, the future has everything to do with technology. Therefore, you need a workforce of children who are growing up on computers, learning nature from computers, learning everything they can from the digital domain, so that when they do graduate, they can then just plug right into the computer systems of tomorrow, fly the drones from their virtual reality goggles, do everything that they're going to be doing as the future workforce of the Matrix America. I mean, that's what this is about. So don't go worshiping this so-called STEM program, because it comes from this source. It is not there to help your children. It is there to harm them, to create a pedagogy, as they say, to lead them into a human capital management position in technology. That's not a good thing. Because remember, technology, you know, look at your 2045, program, see what they're planning, just around the time that your child's gonna be graduating, they're already shifting consciousness into computers, right? I mean, this is essentially, STEM is essentially transhumanism, I'm sorry, it's, oh, well, I'm not even sure why I'm trying to do this, but okay, anyway. United States of America key statistics. 64 million students in primary and secondary public schools are under the Core curriculum. This private corporation, that is. Every child is now under Common Core. 6 million students in primary and secondary private schools. 4 million preschoolers. 2 million students homeschooled. Oh, that's right. They infiltrated the homeschool. That's why Ron Paul, you know, again, the fraud that is Ron Paul, that's why Ron Paul got into the homeschool business. You know, that was his product there once he quit. The legislator he wrote a homeschool curriculum. You ever notice that? You want to know why? This is why. because he was part of the legislature that passed all this shit. The thing about Ron Paul that really pisses me off is that he'll know a bill is going to pass, so he'll vote no on the bill because they don't need his vote. That way he can keep up appearances. But in the background, he's writing all these earmarks. He's saying, well, I'm going to vote no on this bill, but at the same time, I'm going to pass an earmark. I'm going to say, well, I'm going to add an earmark to this bill that says my district or my school district or whatever is going to get $100-something million, has nothing to do with the bill itself, and I'm going to vote no on the bill. So Ron Paul can say to the public that he votes no on the bill. Meanwhile, he's putting earmarks in the bill, knowing it's going to pass, and even though there was a ban on earmarks for all Republicans, he did it anyway. You want to talk about criminality. You want to talk about the worst kind of criminal. It's Ron Paul, because he pretends to be something he's not. At least these other guys, they don't really pretend to be anything like that they are. Ron Paul, man, he's the worst of the bunch, in my opinion. I've exposed that man from here to hell, and nobody seems to care. Again, the whole audit the Fed thing, completely a lie, completely false. I proved that. You know, what do you do? Core enrollment is in 98,700 public schools and 33,700 private schools at all levels and types. Now, Core's balance sheet in 2011 was $18 billion, and it went up to $27 billion. In 1 year, that's pretty good. 2012. Again, where's the money at, folks? The money is in education. You gotta also remember that, you know, you're talking about India, so you're talking about money in rupees, which of course is lower than the dollar. So whatever they have in dollars, you know, the currency itself, the rupee, is produced by the Central Bank of India. The original seal of RBI was the East India Company, the double mohur, with the sketch of the palm tree and the lion, and that was replaced by the tiger as the national animal of India. But the point is, I mean, what we're really talking about is still the expansion of the British Empire here, including us, including them, the United Kingdom. We're not an official part of the United Kingdom, but come on. Our gold is fixed by the Rothschilds in the city of London. Well, come on, folks. One of the best things that I learned, one of the things that really helped me understand the fallacy that we celebrate on the 4th of July, the Declaration of Independence, etc., is that we separated from Great Britain. We separated from the king, but the king was not separated from the Vatican, from the Pope, Treaty of Paris, etc. And so to say that we separated from England really doesn't mean anything, because we never separated from the Pope, because, you know, how do I explain this? Independence is a lie. All forms of independence are a lie, because to have independence, any corporation that has independence must have some suitor, something that is an independent from. Independence doesn't mean you're free. It means you're in a franchise. It means that you're still under the Vatican system, because you can't separate from something that is under something else. You can't call yourself independent of the master by calling yourself independent of its subject. I don't know if that makes sense to people, but that really helped me understand the concept that we just became another global power of that massive system that we call that's under the Vatican. But anyway, the point is, you know, here's the old East India Company, basically, and now we're calling it CORE. We're calling the old East India Company CORE Edutech. Yeah. So, you know, what do you do? I don't know what to do. When you look a little further, you find that Common Core has also entered into government education. So, in other words, our military programs are also being taught under Common Core standards. John D. Rockefeller, who created the General Education Board in 1903, which was created specifically to dispense or to hand out Rockefeller funds to the education process, John D. Rockefeller said, quote, "I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers." That says it all. When we're talking about the purpose of education, what the purpose of education is supposed to be, well, it's supposed to be a nation of thinkers. Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King, he said, "To save man from the morass of propaganda, in my opinion, is one of the chief aims of education. Education must enable one to sift and weigh evidence, to discern the true from the false, the real from the unreal, and the facts from the fiction." Well, folks, if you're learning on a computer, which is, well, false, it is unreal, it is fiction, it is, how can you possibly ever be in the position where you can, you know, if everything you're learning is a digital representation of nature and of reality, how the hell are you going to be able to sift through what is real and what is false? What is, you know, fact from fiction? The whole point, as John D. Rockefeller said, is a nation of workers, not thinkers. H.L. Mencken, he said, "The aim of public education is not to spread enlightenment at all. It is simply to reduce as many individuals as possible to the same safe level, to breed and train a standardized citizenry, to put down dissent and originality." Well, that kind of sounds like what we're going through right now. And then you look at the CORE Corporation of India, what it says about education. And again, it says the global agenda of the 21st century, or Agenda 21, is set around economy and trade, with manufacturing shifting from the east to the west, human capital formation, a new world rests on education, futuristic pedagogy, reinventing their education system, etc., etc., etc. This is the information war. The war is not to disclose information. The war is to get everybody on the same page, to, again, quell dissent and originality. Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars on page 7 has this to say about it. "The quality of education given to the lower class must be of the poorest sort, so that the moat of ignorance isolating the inferior class from the superior class is and remains incomprehensible to the inferior class. With such an initial handicap, even bright lower class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves, their assigned lot in life. This form of slavery is essential to maintain some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the upper ruling class." I think I'm going to read that one again. The quality of education given to you, the lower class, must be of the poorest sort, so that the moat of ignorance isolating the inferior class from the superior class is and remains incomprehensible to the inferior class, you. With such an initial handicap, even bright lower class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves their assigned lot in life. What is their assigned lot in life? Why? That's coming from the Common Core curriculum. It's their human capital management job. This form of slavery is essential to maintain some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling upper class. To translate, they have to keep you busy with pointless shit so that you don't realize you're being enslaved. That's the purpose of building. That's the purpose of expansion without purpose. That's the reason for all this shit. And so when we're talking about employment education, education geared to make you a good little worker, we're really talking about a form of voluntary slavery. Aldous Huxley even spoke about this. You know, in his blueprint, you know, Brave New World, that wasn't just science fiction, that was a blueprint. Talking about globalism and education, here's what he says. He says, a really efficient totalitarian state would be one in which the all-powerful executive of political bosses and their army of managers control a population of slaves who do not have to be coerced because they love their servitude. To make them love it is the task assigned. In present-day totalitarian states, to ministries of propaganda, newspaper editors, and school teachers, most men and women will grow up to love their servitude and will never dream of revolution. Now, here's Huxley saying, you know, that of those four groups, propaganda, newspaper editors, ministries of propaganda, and school teachers. Those are the purveyors of information. Your Alex Joneses. All these people, purveyors of information. Useless information. Information that is given to you to frighten you to buy products. Information that is given to you to set your course. Information that is given to you as disclosure to cause consent, to cause essentially a cowering, but there's nothing you can do about it. Information given as discourse, as disclosure without consequence. That's the point. Because they love their servitude. We love our servitude. Now he says a really efficient totalitarian state would be one in which the all-powerful executive of political bosses and their army of managers control a population of slaves who do not have to be coerced. Hey, what is the National Governors Association? A collection of all-powerful executive political bosses. What is a governor? A government is the executive branch of government. He's in control of the army of the state, if you will. Okay, that's the executive force. Okay, their army of managers. What's their army of managers? Well, whoever's controlling teachers. And so the managers are essentially no longer individuals, but corporations. And this shit is written in history, folks. This shit, this is a blueprint. The blueprint is being followed almost in exacting details. I really want you to get that through your head. If you're not familiar with the deliberate dumbing down of America, you should be. It's a free download from Charlotte Iserbit. And that's a good read. It's got all the technical information you could possibly want from a former assistant education secretary. But I was shocked to find again that Common Core is being taught in the military, right? And this is why the military is so supportive of Israel, because where are the curriculums coming from? Again, who's teaching about the Holocaust? Who's teaching about Muslims? Who's teaching about Islam? Who's teaching about the cultures around the world? But the ADL, right? So naturally, our soldiers are brainwashed into thinking that killing towel heads is a good thing. It's pathetic. It's horrible. I mean, think about the power that education actually has, continuing education, etc. Oh, man. Now, it's interesting to note here, folks, that what we're really talking about when we're talking about government is a bureaucracy. Bunch of bureaucrats, but I don't think people actually really know what that means. The word comes from the French bureau, you know, a large writing table, but it's used figuratively for the place where business is transacted. And it's borrowed by us, of course. We have, for instance, the Bureau of the Secretary of State, etc., right? What is a bureaucrat then? If a bureau is a place where business is conducted, what's a bureaucrat? Why do we call our legislatures and governors as bureaucrats? Well, a bureaucrat is an official who works by fixed routine without exercising intelligent judgment. From the Random House Dictionary, a bureaucrat is an official who works by fixed routine without exercising intelligent judgment. Yeah, that sounds about right, right? I mean, let's face it, that's the typical government worker, right? Go to DMV and you got someone who does the same thing day in and day out, does not have to exercise any type of intelligent judgment whatsoever, just wants the money and presses print and gives you a little piece of paper, right? No intelligent judgment needed for bureaucracy. And hey, let's face it, you know, when it comes to legislature, they're also bureaucrats because they're really only there to pass the law. When you have the city councils, for instance, you know, every city is now run on the manager city council routine, where the city council is really only there to pick the city manager, the unelected official that runs everything, and in the case of an emergency, the whole city is turned over to the city manager. Most people don't even know who their city manager is. Don't understand that the city manager is how Common Core and all of the other Agenda 21 crap is coming through. The city council is just there to vote yes or no. That's all they do. They're bureaucrats, and of course they vote yes on anything that the city manager essentially tells them to vote on. City manager being the sponge for all the Agenda 21 globalist shit that's coming into every city. Again, no different than because. Remember, all these city council members, the city managers, the mayors, the attorneys, the city planners, each of them have their own separate private associations, just like the National Governors Association. They meet in Washington, D.C. They're protected in Washington, D.C. because they're leaving their state and going to a foreign place where they're not bound by the rules of their state. They're entering into a private situation, not a public one. They're wearing two hats, in other words, and they are coming back and passing model legislations, model plans. They're changing the city plans to affect the future, where they're going to, you know, well, yeah, 10,000 people live here, but we're going to end up eminent domain their property because we can. A bureaucracy is the abuse of official influence in the affairs of government, i.e. corruption. The abuse of official influence in the affairs of government. This word has lately been adopted to signify that the persons who are employed in bureaus and abuse their authority by intrigue to promote their own benefit or that of friends rather than the public good. Boy, that sounds familiar. So, We need to understand privatization. Privatization means in an executive order, privatization is defined by government as a means, the disposition or transfer of an infrastructure asset, such as by sale or by long-term lease, from a state or local government to a private party. So when we're talking about, well, let's go back a little bit. In the early 1990s, shortly after Reagan and the Iron Lady of the UK began to promote privatization, essentially. Everybody worships Reagan and Reaganomics, but really what they were doing was supporting the selling of infrastructure, selling of public infrastructure to private hands, like we were talking about with the roads and JP Morgan Chase, the private-public, public-private partnership model, right? So you're talking about, well, shortly after they left, of course, President George Bush comes along, signs the Infrastructure Privatization Act, which was Executive Order 12803, Infrastructure Privatization. You should really read that, folks. Again, 12803, Infrastructure Privatization. Now, infrastructure includes public schools, which are basically poised to be sold off to private industry. And that's what Common Core is accomplishing. It's the Common Core is like the it's like the gateway that allows all this shit to happen, thanks to our governors, thanks to their conspiracy. The most important part of the executive order, it's 12803, again, infrastructure privatization, section 1, again, privatization means disposition or transfer of an infrastructure asset, such as by sale or by long-term lease, which again is usually what they do. The government will say, well, we'll lease this to you for $1 billion. Over 10 years, you're going to earn $5 or $10 billion, so it's certainly worth it. And we're going to get our short-term money, but we're going to lose long-term. You know, fuck the taxpayers. We don't care about them. Infrastructure asset, from state or local government to a private party. Infrastructure asset means any asset, this is straight from government, any asset financed in whole or in part by the federal government and needed for the functioning of the economy. Examples of such public assets include, but are not limited to, roads, tunnels, bridges, electricity supply facilities, mass transit, rail transportation, airports, ports, waterways, water supply facilities, recycling and wastewater treatment facilities, solid waste disposal facilities, housing, schools, prisons, and hospitals. Now let that sink in, folks. That's just about everything. Right? Just about everything. Your roads for transportation, your electricity supply, your water supply, your travel, your waste, your sewers, right? Your housing, your schools, your prisons, and your hospitals. Folks, that's everything, right? That's everything that is considered as public infrastructure that can be turned into private insurance. And that's not even that's a partial list, folks. That's a freaking partial list. I wrote about Common Core extensively, did all this research a long time ago, and I basically tried to explain how this works. Step one, Common Core standards are created by the National Governors Association, an NGA, a 100% private non-governmental association made up of the 50 governors of the United States, also copyrighted by the NGA for the purposes of conspiring together to force all schools in the 50 states to quote-unquote choose from basically a Common Core approved list and best practices the same privately made products and services for all children in all schools. This sets up the legal basis for schools to enter into infrastructure privatization utilizing the public-private partnership PPP model through the long-term lease mentioned in that executive order we just read. Step two. Core ECS, a wholly owned Core India subsidiary within the United States, an Indian company, contracts with local and state schools and colleges under that public-private partnership, long-term lease agreement, or other sustainable development best practice or model to take over everything from IT services, data collection and storage, teacher staffing, or whatever you can think of that has to do with education. Thus, this private corporation from India is now a private in private partnership with public government, literally taking over governmental functions through a contract and long-term lease. Other private corporations like Dell Computers, Microsoft, Scholastic, Texas Instruments, etc., are also in public-private partnerships with local and state governments and the Federal Department of Education. And it will only get worse unless this information is understood by you, spread out to your friends, neighbors, and families, and you finally do pick up your pitchforks and do something about it. Most important, or stop being public, pull your kids out of public school. Most importantly, in order to force this organized crime upon all schools in the nation, legislative laws are passed, such as the FAPE Act, to ensure that schools uniformly must, by law, purchase their services and products from these private corporations. Note that government, institutional pension, and other investment funds are also the largest shareholders of these private corporations, so government owns the corporations that they're funneling taxpayer money to, such as Microsoft and Apple. And, of course, that was the subject of my documentaries. So, let's read about FAPE, the Free Appropriate Public Education Act. Free Appropriate Public Education. Here's what it says. Now remember, we're talking about laws that allow this stuff to happen. Laws that force taxpayers to fund education in any way, shape, and form, whether that means getting computers for every child so that no child's left behind, whether that means creating whole new institutions, building, again, progress without purpose, that kind of thing. So the Free Appropriate Public Education Act, Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, protects the rights of individuals with disabilities in programs and activities that receive federal financial assistance, including federal funds. Section 504 provides that no otherwise qualified individual with a disability in the United States shall solely, by reason of her or his disability, be excluded from participation in, be denied benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. Remember, no child left behind. Well, no autistic child left behind. We vaccinate kids, we create an entire autistic army, and then we put them into education. No child left behind, mothers. United States Department of Education enforces Section 504 in programs and activities that receive funds, etc., etc., etc. Section regulation requires a school district to provide a free, appropriate public education, or FAPE, to each qualified person with a disability who is in the school district's jurisdiction, regardless of the nature or severity of the person's disability. Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, the ADA, 42 U.S. Code, Section 12131, prohibits state and local governments from discriminating on the basis of disability. Now, folks, I have a serious question to ask you, and I really want you to consider this. How many children do you know of that have not been diagnosed with some disability? Whether it's a learning disability, ADA, is that right? Where you can't concentrate or you act out, Tourette's, autism. Which children out there have not been labeled with some disability? We know that, is it one third or two third of all children are on some kind of antipsychotic or antidepressant drug? We know, and that of course means they have a disability by law, a learning disability, right? So, again, law, there can be no discrimination against children with a disability. And so, if you're a corporate structure, if you're a for-profit business model, then it's in your best interest to have children with disabilities. So it's really in the best interest of the corporate aspect of education, the for-profit side of education, to have every child disabled. You think I'm joking? You actually think I'm joking? I'm not joking. Oh boy, am I not joking. Let me read you, if I can find it, let me read you some quotes. okay, here we go. In order to make students industry ready, educational institutes must use contemporary tools to bridge the gap. Let's see, we already read that one. What I'm looking for are quotes, quotes from actual, okay, here we go. Major General Wesley Craig of the U.S. Army. We're trying to build nations and do things like that. You'll have the same basic education no matter what state of the union you're in, and we'll provide a basic floor of competency, and that's in the military that we're looking for. We're all about standards, and Common Core allows this floor to be established. So what we're talking about, of course, is Common Core in the military. All military personnel are trained under Common Core. I gotta find these quotes, I'm sorry. Here is, what did Vladimir Lenin say? He said, socialism is merely state capitalist monopoly. Socialism is merely a state capitalist monopoly. Alright, well that's what we're talking about here. This is a quote from a video that I have on my blog. It says, this common sense approach to promoting excellence in our schools and the educational experience of our children has been adopted in 46 of the 50 United States, as well as the Department of Defense Education Activities Schools. When we agree on the basics, then we can begin to have a clearer picture. Our kids learning what they need to learn when they need to learn it. And that means all kids. We need to clarify. It's true for military-connected kids as well as other kids. The common misconception is that Common Core standards is federally driven. This is not the case, as we've discussed. The Council of Chief State School Officers and the National Governors Association, NGA, Center for Best Practices, private associations have worked for several years with 48 states, 2 territories, and the District of Columbia. States voluntarily decide whether they will or will not adapt the standards. I've been telling you folks, everything is voluntary. Everything is voluntary, including your participation and your willingness to let your child participate in this. Adopt the standards and how they will implement them. The notion that these were handed down by the federal government and imposed on everybody is just not true. In fact, it was a very collaborative process. In other words, a conspiracy involving literally hundreds of collegiate faculty and high school teachers, middle school and elementary teachers, administrators from all over the country. Because they have private associations that speak for them. It's not that these school teachers actually each one individually got together and said, hey, let's do Common Core. It's because they have a private association that speaks for them, just like the Bar Association speaks for all lawyers and actually gives them best practices, gives them their opinions. You know, the Bar Association is actually against guns. Bar Association is very much anti-gun. Most people don't know that. And of course, if you're a member of the Bar, then you have to support the Bar and its opinions. Same thing. If you're a member, and you have to be now to teach, if you're a member of these things that support Common Core, well then you have to support Common Core if you want to work, if you want to remain certified. This is the way government really works, folks, behind the scenes. Let's read a little bit about non-governmental private associations so that we get a little better context here. Like the National Governors Association, the Council of Chief State School Officers. All right, non-governmental private associations. The National Governors Association, NGA, is an American 501c3 tax-exempt nonprofit organization best known for involvement with developing the Common Core Education Initiatives. Its mission statement? National Governors Association, NGA, is a bipartisan organization of the national governors, promotes visionary state leadership, shares best practices, and speaks with a collective voice on national policy. And you thought states were separate. You thought states had their own opinions and did their own things, right? No, not when their governors are all conspiring together in the National Governors Association, a non-profit, non-governmental association. I'm sorry. You better learn how government actually works. Why does every state have the same standards, the same uniform laws over 100-something, you know, including the... this includes the Uniform Commercial Code, all those types of uniform laws that are not federally mandated but are accepted in every state as uniform laws. That's where this is coming from these types of private associations, non-governmental, non-profit, etc. Who we are. Founded in 1908, the National Governors Association, NGA, is the collective voice of the nation's governors. Well, that sounds like a government in and of itself, doesn't it? And one of Washington, D.C.'s most respected public policy organizations. Oh, well, wait a minute. So you're saying that the National Governors Association gets together and makes policy and then brings that policy back to each individual state and says, hey, legislator, pass this policy that we made in our conspiracy? Wow. So that's how it works. Its members are the governors of the 55 states. That's right, 55 states, territories, and commonwealths. The NGA provides governors and their senior staff members with services that range from representing states on Capitol Hill and before the administration on key federal issues to developing and implementing innovative solutions to public policy challenges through the NGA Center for Best Practices. Remember, best practices don't necessarily come from us. They come from India and other places. NGA also, United Nations, in other words. NGA also provides management and technical assistance to both new and incumbent governors. So they got a little welcome party, a little brainwashing, you know, aspect so that all governors are also, just like all children, are on the same page. What we do through NGA, governors identify priority issues and deal collectively with matters of public policy and governance at the state and national levels. Collectively. In other words, in conspiracy. The National Governors Association Center for Best Practices, the NGA Center, develops innovative solutions to today's most pressing public policy challenges and is the only research and development firm that directly serves the nation's governors. The Council of Chief State School Officers is also a nonpartisan, nationwide, nonprofit organization of public officials who head departments of elementary and secondary education in the states, the District of Columbia, the Department of Defense Education Activity, and five U.S. extra-state jurisdictions. All right, folks. The council seeks member consensus on major educational issues and expresses their views to civic and professional organizations, federal agencies, Congress, and the public. Now, I want you to think about that, folks. Are you hearing the conspiracy? Are you hearing how this works? They're seeking that all education departments and heads in the state are on the same page. They all implement the same thing so that when Common Core standards by the conspiracy of governors is brought back to each individual state, which is supposedly separate from the other, well then, hey, guess what? The Department of Chief State School Officers, who would be the ones that would certainly say, hell no, we're not going to go under the Common Core standards, don't worry, they're all on the same page too because they've got their own private non-profit organization of public officials. So there's no way this is not going to pass. There's no way that whatever the governors say is going to happen is going to happen. You got to understand that. The few holdouts of Common Core are the exception because people are waking up to it. you start to see the way government really works. It runs through governance. Not government, but from governance. Right? That's how everything runs. It's how corporations run. It's called corporate governance. The shareholders vote for what happens. It's not that there's, the board of directors doesn't really do anything that the shareholders don't want them to. It's that way in government. You know, these guys are the stakeholders. Who's the stakeholder of Common Core? The National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers, which are intimately connected. You folks are living in the midst of one of the worst global conspiracies ever created. It's not conspiracy theory. I'm reading you the conspiracy right here. The council seeks member consensus. Consensus is the very epitome of the purpose of Agenda 21. It's how all the city managers get their city councils into consensus, because the city manager that they elect, unelected by the people, the municipalities, that's how all the Common Core standards and all the best practices get in. The yes men, the bureaucrats of the city council, they just vote according to the city manager's will, for the most part. Again, there's exceptions. The work of the Military Child Education Coalition is focused on ensuring quality education opportunities for all military children affected by mobility, family separation, and transition. As a 501c3 nonprofit, non-governmental, worldwide organization, the MCEC performs research, develops resources, conducts professional institutes and conferences, and develops and publishes resources for all constituencies. Folks, they've got this thing wrapped up. Right? I mean, it just amazes me. I don't know what to say, man. As far as Common Core, all you have to do is go to the website for Common Core, remembering this is a non-governmental private association called the National Governors Association. Here's what it says. Copyright. Who's got the copyright on Common Core standards? Is it government or a non-profit agency? Well, this website and all content on this website, including in particular the Common Core state standards, are the property of NGA Center and CCSSO. And NGA Center and CCSSO retain all right and title and interest in and to the same. The property of the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers. That's who Common Core State Standards belongs to. Do you think it's in the best interest of the NGA and the council for, you know, all these state school officers to pass and to implement Common Core in their school districts? Do you think? They own it! Their private association owns it. In order to use Common Core state standards, get a public license for use, the use of Common Core state standards is permitted by National Governors Association Center and CCSSO, pursuant to and subject to the terms of a public license, which is available on this website. Folks, in order to teach in the accepted standards of the state, you have to get a license from a private association or two that is actually the ones that copyrighted and are actually the state officials over schools. Dude, I mean, I'm sitting here going, you know, I just won the spelling bee for spelling out what conspiracy is, all right? I just told you the story of the greatest conspiracy to alter young minds and create a workforce of frickin' deltas and gammas in a Brave New World model. I've just spelled it out for you, folks. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Because this is like any other system. Your support of the system is what causes it to exist and prosper. Your support and your inclusion of your own child into the public school system is what causes it to exist. What are you going to frickin' do? I have a feeling you're not going to do anything, because that's what you've been trained to do. You think that you're required to do this, even though it's telling you it's voluntary. You have to have a license to even participate in it. These guys are their own lobbyists. Do you understand that? Do you understand that the National Governors Association and the school, the head school guys, the lead, you know, that they get together and they are their own lobby group? I mean, can you imagine? Hey, governor, we want the Congress, you know, the legislator of the state comes to the governor and the state school leaders introduce Common Core standards to the legislature, which is no different than any city council, a bunch of yes men, right? And then they come back and they say, "Hey, governor, we voted yes on this bill. Will you sign it into law?" Do you think the governor's going to say no? Do you think you're going to get any flack from the actual public officers of the school systems, the school districts? Absolutely not. They're the ones that created it. They're lobbying themselves. Do you understand? I mean, this takes lobbying to a whole new level, to lobby your own property to yourself. I mean, I can't imagine even what that would look like. Would the National Governors Association actually come to the individual governor and say, "Hey, we want you to pass your own copyrighted material"? I mean, do they even go through the motions anymore? Is there even any purpose for lobbying at this point? What are you going to do? What exactly are you going to do? 45 states, the District of Columbia, 4 territories, and the Department of Defense, your military education activity, have adopted the Common Core standards. What are you going to do? Grassroots, one final word, if I can get it in. The grassroots organization called Education Freedom Committee, they exposed a Senate Bill 1094, the Strengthening America's Schools Act of 2013. They might as well call it the Pulling on Your Heartstrings Act of 2013, the Strengthening America's Schools Act of 2013. The FC refers to this bill as a 1,200-page regulatory tsunami on local school systems. Here's what they say. On their website, that Senate Bill 1094, the Strengthening America's Schools Act of 2013, puts approximately 150 new reporting requirements on states relating to teacher evaluations, learning goals, curriculum standards, reporting. As 1094 also continues the war on local schools through forced implementation of Common Core standards. A long-standing line of defense used by Common Core advocates, it is voluntary. Even the Common Core people say it's voluntary for the states to participate. Well, we know that that's really a misnomer, because the state's governors are the ones who created it. With the passage of Senate Bill 1094, participation and implementation of Common Core standards will be required of the states. Oh, that's not a conspiracy. The bill puts every single major decision on American education policy in the hands of Washington, D.C. bureaucrats in the U.S. Department of Education. What's worse is that local school systems are required to implement all of these new federal mandates and standards in a very short time, so the federal government can say, well, Common Core standards are not a federal program. But at the same time, they can force all schools that receive federal funding into being required to implement Common Core standards, but it's not federal. Yeah. You see how this works, folks. This is what governance does. This is how things actually work. No, it's not a federal program, but the federal Senate can force you to stop. What are you doing? Put the MK scope on ya. If the MK hits you, it's guaranteed to open ya. The 57 millimeter Mark 110, 220.
20 rounds a minute, try to stop them. Don't put that on your wish list, that's retarded babble. Protesters make the hit list soon as they start to rabble. Fear nothing but fishes in the barrel. It doesn't have to be Christmas for a carol. Some decorate with ornamental decorum. Some perform shock and awe on Hanukkah and Purim. That's where my job come in. I am a blessing to the mercenary. For the corporation selling weapons to them. Any potential competitor stepping to them. I'm authorized.